quest. You don't have to play it, but I hope you do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Hi, it's Shannon,
Emily,
and Hannah,
and you're listening to
90.7
FM
WGXC
ACRA.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to hear brand new 2022 music from Scanner, Sam Prekop, M. Geddes Genghis from Hudson, and others. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the daily radio news about how cannabis ads may be coming to radio stations near you, and we'll catch up with the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
News. This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network.
This
is the
news.
This is the network, network. This is the news.
Saturday, June 25th, turn out to the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale for a performance from Catskill's Brian DeWan. He'll be performing with tape cartridges, a melody gin, an accordion, an auto harp, and his own voice. Here, one of Catskill's most notorious performers in a unique setting in the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale, 3 p.m. Saturday, June 25th. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jeannie Tyler Mudu-Lockman reports for CNY Central that the New York State Attorney General's Office has made its election protection hotline available for the June 28th primary during the early voting period, which runs from June 18th through June 26th. The hotline is available to troubleshoot and resolve a range of issues encountered by voters, including voting by absentee ballot because of COVID or in person at a polling location. Voters experiencing problems can report their situation to the Attorney General's office by calling the hotline number at 866-390-2992 or submitting a complaint online at ag.ny.gov or emailing election.hotline@ag.ny.gov. The hotline is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on early voting days and between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Election Day, June 28th. Quote, as states throughout the country try to strip communities of their fundamental right to vote, we are continuing to make sure that the polls remain accessible for voters across New York, unquote, said Attorney General Letitia James. Quote, for years, New Yorkers have relied on our election protection hotline to address any challenges they face across the state and to provide guidance for those casting a ballot, unquote. Read more about this story at CBS6Albany.com.
NBC reports that early voting begins June 18th in primary elections for governor and state assembly seat in New York. For Democrats, incumbent Kathy Hochul, Long Island Congressperson Tom Suozzi, and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams are on the ballot, and they face off a final time in a debate June 16th. U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Bob Astorino, and businessperson Harry Wilson and Andrew Giuliani, the son of New York City's former mayor, are on the ballot. Registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans by more than 2-1 in New York, so the winner of the Democratic primary has a better shot at winning in November. After the debate, Hochul said she has, and I quote, evolved, end quote, from her previous pro-gun votes in Congress. Suozzi shot back, and I quote, the only thing that changed are the governor's political ambitions, end quote. Williams pushed back on Hochul's current gun positions. Williams said, and I quote, I was in the street trying to address this violence. And what we said each time when the violence happened is that simply adding police wouldn't help, end quote. And Hochul complained that as the front runner, the other two candidates were going after her. Hochul said to Suozzi, and I quote, please stop interrupting me. The people want to hear my answer, end quote. As of late May, Hochul reported $18.6 million in campaign money, with Suozzi with $5.25 million and Williams at $130,000. Read more about this story at NBC New York.
Michelle Del Rey reports in the Times Union that nearly 80,000 of New York State's original COVID-19 Excelsior passes are set to expire on June 30th for e-certificates received after March 1st. This has prompted state health officials to encourage those vaccinated to get the latest version of the Excelsior Pass Plus app. Many of the original electronic passes issued over the past year have already expired, but the state no longer requires restaurants and entertainment venues demand proof of vaccination to enter. At this point, requiring someone to provide a coronavirus vaccination record is so rare that it is unclear why the state is continuing to promote the Excelsior app. An exception is the state capitol and legislative office building in Albany, where visitors still must show a proof of vaccination to enter. But that policy has its caveats, and security officers will allow someone with an expired Excelsior app to enter the government complex. According to the State Department of Health, there are no plans for the Plus Pass to be discontinued. They noted it can be used out of state. As of March 1st, nearly 733,000 upgraded versions of the pass have been obtained in New York. Since then, Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration launched the Excelsior Pass initiative in 2021. More than 10.8 million passes have been issued, more than 3.9 million plus passes. There are no major differences between the original pass and the latest version. The plus pass can be obtained by anyone who has had the initial vaccination series on file in the New York State Immunization Information System. Despite receiving vaccines and booster shots, breakthrough infections still occur. Masks are still required to be worn on most public transportation across New York, but not on airlines and in some in-state facilities. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Diane Vallon reports for the Columbia paper that the Copaig Town Board introduced Local Law Number 2 for 2022 at the June 9th town meeting, a proposal to allow board, committee, and commission members to participate in meetings via video conference. And I quote, under extraordinary circumstances, end quote. Town meetings would remain in person under the proposal, but Kopech Town Attorney Jonathan Tingley told the board that if one or two members cannot be there due to extraordinary circumstances, they could beam in remotely. Kopech Supervisor Jeanne Mettler said that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors passed a similar policy and that, and I quote, "We've had some very good conversations and even debates remotely," end quote. A public hearing on the proposal will be held at 6:45 at the July 14th Town Board meeting. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Andrew Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that Greene County Sheriff's Deputy Christopher Danko was presented with the 2022 Chairman's Award by Greene County's Legislative Chair Patrick Linger on June 15th. Danko handles two dogs as a canine handler, oversees the Marine Unit, is the department's lead drone operator, serves as a field training officer, and is elected union president. He has been with the Sheriff's Office since 2013 and is also in charge of the county's Project Lifesaver program that provides locator devices to those diagnosed with Alzheimer's, dementia, Down syndrome, autism, and other cognitive disabilities. The award acknowledges his dedication and efforts for the department. Quote, "His work ethic is second to none," unquote, said Linger. The chairman noted that Danko's ability to work well with both children and animals is a testament to his demeanor and temperament. At the same meeting, the Greene County Employee of the Year Award went to the entire Department of Social Services fraud investigation team. Quote, "They have been a shining example of teamwork in achieving our mission for taxpayers," unquote, said Linger, explaining that the unit has saved the county more than $717,000 in estimated costs in the past year. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden was also acknowledged on his 10-year anniversary with the county. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. The Environmental Advocates Action Group on June 16th released its scorecard of assembly members' legislative votes. Peter Ivanowitz, the group's executive director, said, and I quote, "As this scorecard clearly shows, the assembly majority has a strong commitment to improving the health and environment of New York, with over 89 members receiving a score of 95% or better, along with the fact that no smokestack rating bill came to the floor for a vote. The assembly is providing the leadership New York's environment needs," end quote. Locally, the group gave these scores on environmental issues. Jake Ashby, a Republican who represents the 107th District, went from a 56 rating in 2021 to a 68 rating in 2022. Dee Barrett, a Democrat who represents the 106th District, went from a 96 rating in 2021 to a 100 in 2022. Colin Schmidt, a Republican representing the 99th District and running for the 18th Congressional District seat, had a 56 rating in both 2021 and 2022. And Chris Teague, a Republican representing the 102nd District, went from a 26 rating in 2021 to a 32 rating this year. There is a link to all the environmental advocates' rankings on the WGXC newsroom. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the daily WGXC renewable weather forecast, which we start each day with the lowest price for a gallon of gasoline in Greene County, according to Gas Buddy. And today it is at the Caro Mart, the Citco in Caro, where gas is $4.97 a gallon. Then we check out the local air quality forecast. It's a 28 in Albany on Monday, which is still in the good range. Then we get to the weather. National Weather Service in Albany says the local solar panels will be fed well on Monday with sunny skies, a high of 71, and a northwest wind 9 to 11 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Monday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 51 with a west wind around 6 miles per hour. Tuesday, there is a 40% chance of showers. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 71 and a southeast 5 to 7 miles per hour wind in the morning. Tuesday night, again, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with cloudy skies and a low around 55. There'll be a southeast wind 3 to 7 miles per hour, at least the forecast guesses. On Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of rain again with thunderstorms possible after 2 p.m. Partly sunny skies are forecast throughout the day with a high of 72 and a low around 57 Wednesday night. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. Monday, June 20th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. At 10 a.m., hop on the Afrosonic Taxi, this week with tracks from Imaran, Haruna Samaki, and Itran De Lear. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favors with the Staple Singers live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. Then at noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three show with songs this week from David S. Ware, Yalin Chen, Kirsten Johnson, and others. There's brand new music from David Grubbs, Joyful Talk, Clara Engel, and others on the Vital Weekly show at 2 p.m. At 8 p.m., we are live from Acre with J.D. Eisman and The Spell playing all sorts of futuristic soul and lost rock and roll. And The Mosquito is on live from Catskill at 10 p.m. with Nancy Giles and Carmen Borgia with a variety show with stand-up comedy, music, discussion, and more on the air at 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Saturday, June 25th, turn out to the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale for a performance from Catskill's Brian DeWan. He'll be performing with tape cartridges, a melody djinn, an accordion, an auto harp, and his own voice. Hear one of Catskill's most notorious performers in a unique setting in the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale, 3 p.m. Saturday, June 25th. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre or anytime at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, June 20th. We are 46.8% of the way through the year, one official day left until summer, with the cool weekend as a proper bookend to the season at our doorstep. Don't let the other meteorologists fool you. In this area, the seasons tend to be punctual. We have a morning low of 45 out in Durham, with the top end not far away over in Gayhead hitting a low of 53 degrees. Topsoil is a little too chilly for planting today at 59 degrees, but anything with roots beyond 5 inches is still in healthy territory, coming in at 62 degrees. The week will be generally comfortable but wet. Highest temperature will be 86 degrees and the lowest will be 48. And if you happen to need a little more detail for today, the chilly morning gives way to a warm afternoon and a high of 77 happening at 3 p.m. Then another night of good sleeping weather hitting 52 degrees, dew points in the comfortable 40s. Tuesday, clouds and light rain chances enter the area early and linger all day. Temperatures max out at 72 degrees at noon. Overnight, some low chances of rain with a muggy feeling. Low of 57 with almost matching dew point. Wednesday, still muggy, maybe rainy, and a high of 70. 58 degrees overnight takes us into a still moist Thursday with a high of 77. Pollen levels for today will be medium high and should decline over the next couple days. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:53 a.m., high tide at 8:48 a.m., low tide again at 3:31 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:31 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 71 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:20 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot AR3038 is blowing up quick, doubling in size since yesterday. M-class flare chances are up for today, and we are currently sitting in a solar plasma stream, which is causing the current wind speed to be 522.1 kilometers per second at 8.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. Current sunspot number is 120, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mama Getty of Hyannis, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
On the next Deep Threes, we'll hear a piece from Danish trumpeter Polly Mickelborg's tribute to Miles Davis that was inspired by the colors of the legend's aura, plus exotic sounds from Makanuchi Bento, Yanlin Chen, and Tatiana Koleva. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris.
I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison, or a $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, everybody. All right.
On June 17th, Amy Rigby performed live at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with a live webcast and broadcast on 90.7 WGXC. Here is what a little bit of the show sounded like.
Hello to anyone listening at home on WGXC. I was kind of excited when they said they would be broadcasting the show, and they said, Catskill's Amy Rigby. Probably, aside from New York City, longer than I've lived anywhere. So I guess I will claim that. But I grew up in Pittsburgh, and that's where my story starts. And so this is a song about having to go back and play in the place where you came from. And if it's Pittsburgh, it's usually kind of a mixed bag.
Tonight, I got the hometown blues. Yeah, I'm playing Pittsburgh tonight.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. The Supreme Court struck down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act on May 14, 2018, allowing states to legalize gambling on sporting events. That led to radio and television stations being able to accept advertisements for sports gambling. Anyone in a state that recently legalized gambling saw and heard thousands of ads for sports betting on TV and radio. Since 1996, 37 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, have adopted laws allowing legal access to cannabis, and 15 states and the District of Columbia passed laws legalizing cannabis for adult recreational use. Many radio and television executives hope they get the same advertising bonanza from cannabis that they've received from the gambling industry. The difference is there has been no Supreme Court ruling, nor any national legislation passed or federal executive order decreed allowing those advertisements on the public airwaves. The federal government still considers cannabis illegal, and while the drug is currently allowed in both New York and Massachusetts, it is a federal offense to buy cannabis in one state and then take it across state lines. The Republican-appointed FCC commissioners Nathan Symington and Brendan Carr have both spoken recently about how broadcasters in states where cannabis has been decriminalized or legalized cannot accept ad dollars from dispensaries, Inside Radio reports. That could change, at least temporarily, soon. Broadcasters backed the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, H.R. 3617, which passed in the House of U.S. Representatives in April and would decriminalize cannabis in federal law. But Republicans in the Senate are blocking the bill. To get around that, Democrats in the House have recently included language in the Financial Services and General Government Funding Bill that says the FCC could not use federal funds to penalize TV or radio broadcasters for airing cannabis ads where it is legal. If passed, this funding bill would legalize cannabis ads in states where it is legal, but only for the 1 year the bill covers, from this October 1st until September 30th, 2023. The spending bill was voted out of the subcommittee on June 16th and now heads to the full House Appropriations Committee for a voice vote before the entire House can vote on it. But Republicans are still attempting to strip the cannabis language out of the bill before future votes. So an influx of cannabis ads may or may not be coming to the public airwaves. Go to waveform.org for more radio news. Thank you.
Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Early voting in Columbia and Greene counties begins on June 18th for registered voters enrolled in the Democratic or Republican primaries. Columbia County Democratic Election Commissioner Ken Dow said, and I quote, "For all practical purposes, early voting is identical to going on Election Day. The voter checks in. If they are someone who's eligible to vote in this election, they are given a ballot. It goes right into the voting machine to be scanned. It's really identical from the voter's point of view to going on Election Day, except, of course, the locations. They are either in Hudson or Kinderhook, but it may be more convenient to come on a weekend or on one of the other days," end quote. The primary election will be held on June 28th. In Columbia County, Democrats will be choosing a candidate for governor and lieutenant governor. On the Republican side, there is a contested primary for governor, but not for lieutenant governor. Republicans also have a primary for the 106th Assembly District seat. Dow said no other parties have primaries. A separate special election will be held on August 23rd to choose a candidate to fill the remainder of the two-year term for the 19th Congressional District seat. The candidate chosen will fill the vacancy created by the resignation of now Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. August 23rd is also the primary date for congressional and Senate elections. Early voting in Columbia County will take place at two locations: the Columbia County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson and the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building at 3211 Church Street in Valencia. Early voters in Columbia County can cast ballots at either of the two locations, regardless of where they reside in Columbia County. Early voting hours are as follows: 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on June 18th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, from noon to 8 p.m. on June 20th and 22nd. Early voting in Greene County will take place in Suite 430 on the fourth floor of the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Early voting hours are as follows: 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on June 18th, 19th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, from noon to 8 p.m. on June 20th and 22nd. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Thank you.
That was 2022 music from Hudson artist M. Geddes Gengras. The song was called Hiding Smoke from his 2022 album It Fades.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Quick updates on court action on election subversion, voting rights, and redistricting in the states of New Mexico, New Hampshire, and Louisiana. Last week, we brought you the story of New Mexico's Otero County Commission, which refused to certify the county's state primary election results because they didn't trust the state-inspected tabulation machines. On Thursday, the New Mexico Secretary of State's request to the courts to compel the commission to certify the results was granted. The commission then voted 2-1 to certify, with election denier and convicted January 6 participant Coy Griffin the holdout. Friday, within hours of signing a New Hampshire voter suppression provisional ballot bill, Governor Chris Sununu and the New Hampshire legislature now face a lawsuit by voting rights groups. SB 418 throws out a system which currently allows voters lacking a piece of documentation to still vote and have it count. Now, voters will have to return with documentation or the vote is invalidated. Typically, over 600 people each election use the former system with almost no abuse. Finally, to Louisiana, where the state attorney general has joined in an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to derail a lower court ruling allowing the redrawing of the congressional voting district map. Governor John Bel Edwards had vetoed the legislature's map, saying that the map should include a second African-American district, since one-third of the state's population is black. Links to articles on these cases and where you can take action are at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Play. Here is 2022 new music from Anadol. The song is called Esfalir Gel, and it's from the 2022 album Felicita on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Eros görüyor musun?
Var abi de. Bana bak. Mozambik'e gidiyoruz.
Gidiyoruz. Bak Barakuda'ya bak.
Barakuda.
Gördün mü? Mozambik'e gidiyoruz. Bana bak. Kılıç bak.
Çok güzel.
Bravo.